Amen. Keep standing this evening. We are here and we have a distinguished guest amongst us. He's not a stranger, but he's going to come right now to present unto us the holy word of God. He is our district overseer, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have him come with us this morning. Amen. And share with us what God has shared with him in his heart today. Put your hands together for the Honorable Bishop Patrick Phillips.
Good afternoon to everyone. Amen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I like a great response. Great to see you. Great to be in your midst. We want to pray at this time. But can we pray? I think I was told that I heard you testifying, Sister Peters, of a brother that passed away. And I think Sister Eben is also not doing well or doing much better. Because we got to speak it into being. We got to say. And our husband gave a good report to me today. So that's good stuff. Amen. Amen. I love to pray. Do you mind? I believe in prayer. Sister Weeks, great to see you from Boca. Thank you very much for your support. We went to Grenada, Granville, St. George's, St. Andrews, Annadale. It was nice being down there. Oh, my Lord. I love Grenada. I didn't want to come back, but had no choice. I had to come back. The oil dung was good. What? Oh, my God. Whew. Oil dung was good. It was good. I'm telling you, it was good. My Lord. I got to get oil dung again. I love to eat, you know. I mean, I think one of the things the Lord put me on the planet to do is to eat. And I just do it with all my love. Praise God. But I'm telling you, that item was just, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Let us talk. Hold on to somebody beside you. Come on. Hold on to somebody. I have two young men in the back there. Where are they? Are they still there? Come on. Hold on. Stand up with me, young man. I love them. But they're not, yeah, I love them. I talked to them earlier today. Come on, hold hands to somebody, and we're going to pray together. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We love you, God. You're such an awesome God. You're such a wonderful friend. You are a helper. You defender. You're our pilot. You charter our course for us. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor that is due to your name. You never come short. You never run short. You are never short. God, you're just on time. You're always there when we needed you most. When everything is gone, you, present help. Present help in time of trouble. Present help. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. What a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You're fairer, more fair. Oh, God, we love you above all things. God, we appreciate you. We give you praise and glory and honor and lift up your holy name. We bow in your presence, God, as we always do. We come humbly to thee, to thy throne today on behalf of the Peters family. God, you know the loss. You don't understand. You understand everything that they're going through. Everything that they're going through. Every question that they've ever had, every thought, God, that they're going through. You are our undertaker. You can get below the burden and the problems and the struggles and lift them up and give us an ease. God, you are our deliverer, our sustainer. You are still our healer. You have never, is there a balm in Gilead? Is there a healer? His name is Jesus. Because you're bruised, you're chastised. And oh God, upon that, Lord, we have received healing. By your stripes, we are healed. I pray for Sister Eban at this time. In the name, touch her body, touch her mind, touch her spirit, touch the circumstances, touch the surroundings, touch the environment, change the very atmosphere, every atom, every cell, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for a blessing and a healing and power to continue to flow. It started from Sunday school. Let it flow in this place. Let your grace, let your mercy, let your peace, let your power, let your anointing, the presence of the living God. We don't want anything else but to be in your presence. Let your spirit now touch our hearts. Breathe upon us, Lord. Sanctify us again. Let your anointing power be evident. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we lift you up because you are great. You are great. You are wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for healing somebody who didn't expect a healing. Thank you for touching somebody who didn't want to touch. Hey, thank you for helping somebody who didn't want to help. But because of who you are always doing something good. And we give you the praise. Hello, God. We give you the honor. We magnify. We exalt. We thank you. We lift you up. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We let go of ourselves and we let you in. We open the closed doors, God, the closets, and let you in. Help us, help us, help us, oh God. Help my unbelief. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless every person in this room. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody give him a praise. Open up your mouth with the fruits of your lips. And shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. He's worthy, he's wonderful, he's marvelous, he's mighty, he's true, he's kind, he's loving. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's a pleasure to serve you. Pleasure to come to your house today and serve you, as I'm asked by your pastor to serve you, and I look forward to it. I'm a servant. I love to serve people, you know. some people like to be on the high seats, but I like the low seats, you see. I love to serve. I don't know nothing better anyway. Nothing better that I know but to be a servant to the people of God. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so I'm asked to share. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So great to see some visitors. Praise. We love you. We love you so much that you have to come back again. Sister Patricia, you got to come back again. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you very much. To God be the glory. I want to share with you today love in four dimensions. Love in four dimensions. We want to read from two passages of scriptures. St. John chapter 3, 13 to 21. Let me greet all the leaders, ministers, officers, and church workers. Greetings. And the next scripture text is going to be from Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, 15 to 21. St. John 3 says, from 13 to 21 says, no one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole, I'm reading from the NLT version, I apologize for that. The snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that Everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him is already being judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it, for the fear of their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they are doing what God wants. I saw you looking at the text. I just realized we got it on the screen. Can we get the NLT version on the screen? Is that possible? You know what? Any version you get. If you get, that was the King James. That was the NIV. Can we do the NIV on the next text? Are we going to read it together? There's something I practice at our church. We get up and read the Bible together, read a passage or a chapter together, all together, because I believe that sometimes even some Christian folks, the only time they get to read the word is when they come to church. Isn't that a sad thing? Huh? Hello? One of the number one reasons why people don't read the word today is because they are B-U-S-Y. They're busy. Is there anybody here not busy? Not busy. Only one person. Not busy. Every single one of us are busy. But it's what the statistic says, that the reason why the word of God is not being read by 80% of America is because they are too busy. Too busy. And church folks, I'm talking preachers now. End up probably don't even read the word for the week. But if you want to cure problems at home, you want to cure the problems on the job, you want to cure problems in your children's lives, they're giving trouble at school, I guarantee you, just take them aside just before they go and just turn to a psalm or turn to appropriate scripture. That's, you know, don't go to Chronicles because you get lost in the names. Some people don't even know that's what is in Chronicles, but that's all right. From verse 15, we're going to read from verse 15 to 21. Can we read together? Can you read? We're going to read slowly, no rushing. I know I'm not as good as some. We have some very elite readers. From whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Four dimensions of love. Love in four dimensions. Some people look for love in wrong places. Some look for love in the wrong persons, and others look for love for the wrong reasons. Here is a mistake that we often made, by whether young or old, by the educated or the uneducated, or by the intelligent or the unintelligent, by the rich or by the poor, that genuine love is demonstrated by sexual activities or by being promiscuous. The world is giving us certain messages to construe what genuine love is. Oftentimes when love is mentioned, mostly between those who are unrelated through bloodline, it is taken to imply intimacy. And mostly the reason is that it is carnally implied, or because one's past experience, whether through abuse or immoral activities, some people in some way think that's the way it's best to be expressed. Some people, in order to satisfy one's pre-existing conditions by telling someone that they love them, thinks it's genuine love. A matter of fact, for my latest understanding, it is carnal or sensual and selfish love. Genuine or true love is one that gives honor, demonstrates commitment, and expresses sacrifice. It is patient, the Bible says, and it is kind, not easily provoked. When we truly love someone, we don't want that person to do wrong or to be wronged. We must and we want that person to be safe, protected, and secured. We want them to be in a better place, safe and secured from man and from God. We want them to be not to be harmed by men. And we don't want them to be falling under the pending judgment of God. So when we say we are Christians and we love people, we must go out there and fish for them. For we know the pending danger of God. And because we love them, we do everything possible to bring them into safety. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Love. What is true love? Some long time ago, I think it was this guy, Carson, who wanted to express, you know, Carson, Johnny Carson, long time TV host like this one that's getting ready to retire, name Letterman. He was trying to express what love is. Love is a feeling when you feel a feeling that you felt that you've never felt before. Wrong, Mr. Carson. Genuine love comes from knowing God. That's true love. When you know God. I'm not talking about knowing of God, because that's some people get the wrong context. You can know about God and never know God. You can read all the philosophy and read all the Bible if you want. I mean, the devil knows the truth and he still sins. You can know about God but never know God. I don't want to know only about God. I want to come in some good relationship with him. I want to be intimate with God. I want to know God, not know about him. I don't want to know about his goodness. I want to experience his goodness. I don't want to know about his love. I want to experience his love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want to know about his holiness. I want to be with him. That's what Paul says, that I may know him and the fellowship, good Lord, of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. Know God. There are three types of love mentioned in the Bible. Irrespective of your status or your race or your economical background, everyone value love and recognize love has always been used as broadly to describe an emotional attraction
between two or more people. There are three kinds of love in the Bible that includes the eros, agape, and the philos love. Eros love, in the Greek term, which actually means desiring or longing for someone. And according to the Greek mythology, Eros is the name of the Greek god of love, also referred to as the erotic love. This is the selfish kind of love that is associated with sexual love. Eros's love is based on a strong feeling that we have for one another, and it's usually developed something that first stage into romantic relationship. And this kind of love is based on physical traits. I love your dressing. I love your hair. I love your face. You become attractive. And so it's of your physical traits. And unless it's redeemed by the presence and by the blood of Jesus Christ, this type of love become possessive. This type of love is one that tried to be controlled. But until it is redeemed, it's not saved love. Not sanctified love. That's eros love. The other love is the philos love. This is the unique kind of love that one have for a mutual friend or a pal. It's referred to as loving one another just as a brother and a sister. This love is that really make us close and dear to one another, characterized by various different experiences between two people. In fact, this is the kind of love that many Christians tend to practice towards one another. That's what we do when I said, I love you, sister, I love you, brother. It meant nothing. I can hug you. Can I talk to somebody here today? I can hug you, sister, and I don't feel no attraction, and you don't feel any attraction. Can I know? Hello, that I've been through the experience. I've been around for quite a little while. I'm not too young, nor am I too old either. But I've been into presence when I've hugged a woman and they think that I have something attraction for them. No, but the love that God wants us to have for one another, that I can hug you and still respect who you are, whether you're married or you're unmarried. I can still hug a brother, even in this day and age, and still know that I'm straight. Anybody on the hairlines telling them I'm straight? Everybody going around telling them that I'm gay. Me, straight. Hello, thank you very much. Straight. I wish I have the airwaves to tell them this brother is straight. That's the type of love God wants us to have. Respective love. Love that means nothing more than your goodness is appreciated, your kindness, and being a brother or a sister is wonderful. No feelings attached. Genuine love expressed with real conditions that is not sexual. Talk to somebody in this place. Our churches get swamped with some dress codes that I don't know where they're coming from. Must be from Hollywood or some wood, some wilderness coming in the church. Some practices that we need to get. I'm talking to somebody. If we get back into the Word, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that will change if we get back into the Word. Nothing matters more than the Word of God. No, I know, I'm an old time preacher. There's no problem. I know nothing else taking me to heaven but the Word. Is the Word taking me through? I'm telling you, demons I catch and come my way, ain't no niceness. I can't talk demons out. Word. Jesus said, Word. Don't we have that saying on the streets? Word up. Word up. Demons have to tell him, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word up. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The devil will do some stuff to you, and until you have the Word. Hallelujah. Last time I checked, a carpenter needs to have a saw and a measuring tape, and a lawyer needs to know his law, and a mechanic got to be good with his wrench. I'm telling you, a plumber got to know how to plumb pipe. I'm talking about Christians, man. You got to know the word. Word. Agape love is a special term which represents the divine love of God towards Jesus Christ, human beings, believers. And this is the best of the three types of love mentioned in the Bible. In fact, Jesus himself showed this type of divine love to his Father in heaven and humanity. Agape love is a love that communicates to all believers, that all believer to have to everyone, whether he or she is a believer or not, is the divine love. Agape love should never be determined by our feelings, by our giving. No, not by our education, your PhD and your whatever, B-A-A-A-S. I don't care what letters you have coming behind your name. It doesn't matter who you are, how much certification you have. Divine love comes whether you're a fisherman or you're a prince, whether you're a pauper or you're a king. Divine love is, you know what I love about what God does is that it don't matter where you're from. The last time I checked, you got two lungs and I got two, too. You got one heart, I got one, too. We go in the same place, heaven. That's what we go. So what make you better than I am and make me better than who you are? Two eyes, I got two, too. We'll love you no matter what. When you have divine love, it doesn't matter how esteemed the other person is. You never feel unesteemed because God is your Father. Jesus is your big brother. And the Holy Ghost is your comforter. Hallelujah. With agape love, you do not have to actually feel it for you to give it. Which means that you can be able to show love without feeling anything at all from anyone. At times, feelings come and they go. But with this agape love, feelings comes after, because it's coming from your heart, from the spirit. This love has no strings attached. It is not based on your pre-existing conditions or something new. The Apostle Paul incorporates this agape love in the epistle to the Ephesians church. And here is what he says. May you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And that you know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with the fullness of God. John 3:16 puts it clearly. We all know it very well. The unsaved and the saved know, the unbeliever and the believer knows it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is some dimensions that we know of in human terms. We know of two dimensions that covers area, length by width. We know of three dimensions that covers volume, length by width, by height or depth. But when it comes to God, God has a fourth dimension that goes length by width, by height, and by depth. It's inclusive. God doesn't go to the human realm. He goes to the divine realm. First, we must understand the context of this love that God has to deal with us. God is not only just concerned with today, he's concerned with tomorrow. There's a future existence in the hand of God. Something that God is planning, is moving towards, and nothing on this earth can stop him. A matter of fact, from he started in the garden, he has planned to be in a city in Revelation. Well, matter of fact, what God started to do from the crunching of the echoing of the apple in the garden, God is working out a plan for us. He says he has his Son who is slain from the very foundation of the earth. God is working on something for you and I, and that tells me he loves me. I put to shame the scientists and the philosophers. I put to shame the other religious people of this world to tell them you don't understand. When you read the scriptures and understand the love of God, God is concerned with me and you, and he refuses to allow anything to stop him. He will burn bush for you. I'm going to talk to somebody. He will part Red Sea for you. He will cross Jordan. I'm telling you, he'll take out his only son for you, because he loves us. Woo! God, Jehovah, I'm talking about. Elohim, I'm talking about. El Shaddai, I'm speaking about. He who can walk on anything, stepped out and nothing, and made the earth out of nothing. Call it what it will, and it came into being. He made something out of nothing, and he says, stay there, and it stayed. It hadn't moved yet. Call the scientists together. They will tell you that the earth hasn't moved yet, and the sun hasn't moved out of its orbit. God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth, and it hasn't moved. Scientists will tell you, if it moved one inch closer, we burn to death. If it moved one inch further, the sun, that is, from the earth, we get cold. It's in the right perspective. 93 million. Come on, somebody. Who put the green in the grass? Who put the butterfly flying in the butterfly? Who put the shining in the sun and the reflection in the moon? My God! So the psalmist says, oh, excellent is thy name. When I looked over the cattle and the fishes in the sea, when I checked out everything, the sun and the moon, why are you concerned with me? Frailty, wickedness. Look at me. I'm carnal, sick. I'm troubled. I'm tired. I give problems, but you're still concerned with me. What a God. Oh, excellent. Is thy name in all the earth. Oh, come on. Can I talk to somebody? I don't come from a good family background. No, sir, I don't have no good family background. I know where I'm coming from. I used to carry water with buckets on standpipe and go to my home. Can I talk to somebody? I used to got holes in my pants. I'm not coming from a high-class family, but I know what my God did for me. I didn't get pocket money to go to school. I used to change shirt with my prior partner at 15 years old and change tie. Is one shirt me have, and him wear the blue today, and I wear the yellow tomorrow, and I change it next week. Can I talk to somebody? But look at God do now. I would like to call into the courtrooms my teachers. They didn't think I would come out to something good. I didn't expect to be here anyway, no sir. But when the grace of God meet my infirmities, when the goodness of Jesus reach down and touch me and straighten me up and give me a hope for tomorrow, I tell you, oh, excellent. The love of God is greater far. Can I talk to her? Than tongue or pen can ever tell. It reaches to the highest. Oh Lord, star and flowers to the low. Yes, yeah. It shall forever more endure. Saints and angels, I love him. 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 when I look at the text from John chapter 3 and verse 16, I see the breath of God in the word so, for God so loved the world. God's matchless love was so broad that it included all men of all races, from all tribes and from all nationalities, of all colors, of all stations, of all levels, of all degrees, of all abilities and attainment. His love is broad as humanity. It's unlimited and it's universal. It is unrestricted by geography or by sex or by color or rank or position. It extends over beyond every human needs. Can I talk to somebody? It envelops your sorrow. If you're in pain, God love you. If you're lonely, God love you. If you're in poverty, God love you. If you're disappointed, God love you. If you have tragedy, Sister Peters, God love you. I don't care where you come from, what sins you have committed, God love you. If you're drunk, God love you. If you're a prostitute, God love you. If you're gay, God love you. Hey, can I tell the murderer, God loves you. No matter what your condition is, God loves you. It's limitless, boundless. Space can't define. It's wide. Song, the school song said, wide, wide as the ocean. Deep, deep as the sea. High, high as the heaven above. His love to me. Hallelujah. God loves you. The songwriter say his love has no limits. His love knows no boundaries. Yeah, his love. Hallelujah. Is out of his infinite riches. In Jesus, he gives. Oh, some of us operate is as soon as we turn up our face, we stop the giving. Hello? As soon as you say something unkind about me, I don't want to give you anymore. As soon as you say something about my friend, I don't interested to help you anymore. But can I talk to you? Out of the infinite riches of Jesus, he gives. And you sin again, he gives. Did you backslide? He gives. Did you commit a sin? He gives. Hello, somebody. He gives and gives and gives and give it again. You can't stop God loving me. You can't stop God loving you. You can't do anything. God can't do anything better but love you anyway. Loves you. For he loves you. The breath covers you. The length is that he gave. He gave according. Second dimension of God love is his length. He gave. How far did God go? He went to the limit. He gave his son. His love went to such limit that he couldn't stop. Nowhere short of making the supreme gift, the precious, priceless jewel of heaven. God went into the, can somebody help me here? He went into the, in his safe case, where he put some, I know God have oxens up there, onyx stones and gems, some quality gems, but God pass angels, pass seraphims and seraphims. God passed Gabriel and went to the some priceless jewel in heaven, picked out the best gift to give us. God refused to give us something secondhand. God refused to give us something that wouldn't work. God, I'm talking to somebody, when Moses couldn't do the job, when Noah couldn't do the job, when David failed, or Ezekiel failed, and Jeremiah come up short, God went to the best gift he had in heaven and gave us his son. Glory! He who was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that you and I be made the righteousness of God in him. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, gave up the splendor and the blessings of heaven and step into frail, sinful humanity, from the portals of glory to the sandals of hell and hurt, and came down to give his life because he loves us. how much time we could have taken back the gifts that we have given to others. We will see how they mistreat the gift that we have given to them. Hello, somebody. We have seen how they mistreat the gift that we have given them. And we wish we could have taken it back. And we want to take it back. It's that sometimes it's a hole. The gift's a hole and looks so bad we don't want it back. But if you were still in the wrappings, if it was still taped up with the bow on it, we would have taken back the gift. But not God. In spite of the gift want to come back, Jesus says, Father, if it's possible, make this cup pass. Give it to somebody else. But nevertheless, if it's a your will, let it be done. And God turned his back against him and said, I can't take back the gift now. Oh, he said, Father, why are thou forsaken me? I can't take back the gift now. There's something precious and wonderful that he's working on because he loves us. He makes sure the plan go through. Love. He gave gifts to us. The depth of God's love is seen in the word in John 3:16. Perish. For whoever believes in him shall never not perish. What perish means is that this third dimension of God's love reached further than just earth's scope. Length by breadth gives you also area. But God went to the third dimension. He went down into hell. He covered the scope of hell. To include his love, he went far down into the annals of the burning and sent his son to penetrate the darkness and led captivity captive. And make sure that if you believe in him, God is making all grounds are covered in the scope of his plan. Nothing can be missing. And so he makes sure if you believe in hell, you will never experience hell. You will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. And so his son went down into hell. And out of hell, he ordered the keys from the devil. And he took the keys and he came back up. And said, this is him that was dead, now he's alive and alive forevermore, and I have the keys. I'm telling you something about keys. You can keep the lock. Is who have the key have the power. Your lock or your door, keep your lock. If you don't have the key, you can't go in. I'm telling you, is who have the keys. And Jesus says, I have the keys of death and hell, and all power is given unto me, both on earth and under the earth. And he ordered the devil, hand me over the key. He didn't go down there and strike up a committee. No, sir. He didn't call up a board and get their vote. No, he went down to hell and ordered the keys and took the keys. And when he was finished getting the keys, he opened up the doors where Elijah was and Ezekiel was and Daniel was and David was, and led captivity captive and brought them to paradise. I'm talking about the love of God. You can't go down there if you love him. You can't go down there if you trust him. You can't go to hell if you believe on him. You won't go to hell if you walk humbly before him. If you hold on to the unchanging hands of God, he will make sure you miss hell. He loves you. And the fourth dimension is seen in the other text of eternal life. Some scriptures have it eternal, some have it everlasting life. Everlasting life means it has a beginning and it doesn't have an end. Eternal life means it has no beginning and it has no ending. When you see the word everlasting, it's always referring to a man's standpoint of achievement. But when you see the eternal life, word eternal, the phrase eternal life in the scripture, it refers to the standpoint of God giving. When God gives us eternal life, he's giving something from himself. No beginning and no end. But when you get everlasting life, it means you are the person who is everlasting now. Because you have a beginning, but you don't have no ending. in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God says if you believe in him, you will have eternal life. Eternal life is the fourth dimension. God covered the scope of the length as so, and the breadth as gave, and the depth, hallelujah, in the context of perish. And now he's covering the other one, the heights of his love is found in the fact that you have eternal life. That would be nice to finish speaking and finish preaching here. But the best part of it is this is the best thing to come. Where you think I come to church? I'm a candidate of heaven. Why you think I preach so hard? Because I love him. I'm hooked up to the best thing in life. State Farm don't have this covered. All State don't have you in all hands. I'm in the hand of a master who watches over me. I'm telling you about somebody who refused to make me fail. He goes to length and breadth and height and depth. He said, you can't fail if you stay with me. If you hold on to me, Patrick Phillips, show off the bishop, man. Kick out the reverend. I'm telling you as a little brother, hold on to me, Patrick Phillips. You can't fail. He refused to quit on me. He's holding out. He said, you hold out, brother. I'm hold out for you. You hold out, sister. I'm in there with you. He refused to quit. And a God that refused. He refused to quit. You know how many times I want to quit? Pack it up. Run, leave. I'm telling you, church people will make you chase out. Lord have mercy. Pull out your ear. Pull out and go crazy. But God says, hold on in there. Stay there, brother. I called you. Christianity? Good Lord, my Lord. What the devil does to me, I said, God, you sure you got eternal life for me? But I hear somebody in Romans 8 and verse 8, he said, I reckon that the suffering of this world is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So I'm holding on for my life. I'm holding on to Jesus Christ. I'm holding on. No, let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise the life of God. To give me a position in heaven is immaculate. I think of it all the time. Look at me. Skin change, got callous. Sometimes I don't even remember some people's name and certain dates. I'm messed up, talk hard sometimes. How can I talk to you, sir? Said some wrong things to some people sometimes. Send me saved, send me washed by the blood, and still talk some things to some people. And he still give me a part of the kingdom to make me a part of his kingdom. He knows I'm struggling. That's what Paul says in Romans chapter 7. The things I want to do, I do them no more. But what I find in myself doing the things I don't want to do, what a wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from such sin? But he wake up in Romans 8 and said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God, I got my hope back, somebody. I got my hope back. I've got hope in Jesus Christ. I got hope. I know it's not all here. I don't do the best I can. I think I'm doing the best that I want to, but there's sometimes I slip up. I'm talking to some people. They think the pastors don't slip up. They think the pastor don't mess up. I'm talking to some, I don't know about Pastor Joseph, but I know sometimes I slip. And if it hadn't been for the Holy Ghost and holding me against my grip, and I lost my way, and I backslide, and I walk out of the kingdom of God. But because he loves me, he refused. Gives me a part. Put me into the celestial ozone to dwell. He called me and put my name, written my name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Given me, he says, I'm gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there he may be also. Gone to prepare a mansion for me. I'm talking about a blessing that I don't deserve, but because of his love, he's gonna make me wonderful. Hear what the Bible says: you shall be priest and king in and out of the glorious city. I looked at the dimensions of this city. You know, Hollywood don't come near it. Hey, Manhattan, you don't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch it. I'm talking about if you had to be in Manhattan, if you had to hang out with some peoples from Manhattan, you got some billionaires and millionaires dot the islands of Manhattan. They own some of these buildings, and you can't get in there if you don't have $35,000 a month to pay for your rent. Not mortgage, I'm talking a rent. If you can't buy one floor for $3, $5, and $10 million, you can't talk. Hey, Manhattan, wait up a minute. I got another billion, trillion. I got a trillion here. I said he got to prepare a city for me. Can I tell you about the city? It's 12,000 miles long and 12,000 miles wide. Stretch all the way from here to California and stretch over to the Gulf Sea. Can I talk to somebody? It got stories. It's 1,200 feet high. Twin Towers can't touch this at all. And the streets are pure gold. And I can't look from one foundation down to the other. Hello, we not hook up to Con Edison. We not hook up to Brooklyn Union Gas. For the light in the city is the Son of the Living God. I got a reason to remain holy. I got a reason to remain sanctified. I got a reason to hold on to the precious promises of Jesus Christ. I got a reason to walk humbly before God. Why? Because of what he has planned for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it entered into the hearts of men. The things, I want to wrap this up now, the things God has prepared for them that I know. I don't have the doctorate degree to preach to some people. Can I talk to you? I can't go into certain categories to preach. I don't have the masters. No, sir. No. They would never look at Pastor Phillips to come into their category. No, they wouldn't give me a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't want it anyway. But they won't accept me to come. Some houses, they won't make me come in there because not only the color of my skin, I don't have the mind to conceive. Can I talk to you? I know I go into some people's house, me bucking my toe. You know what bucking toe? I kick my toe against a buckle car and looking at nice stuff and fall over. But I'm talking about, I don't have that class. No, sir, I'm coming too low. But the blood washed me. The blood cleansed me. The blood make me qualified to walk on streets of gold. Keep your barber green. Keep your pavement stone. Keep your marble yard. I'm going to a city which clear as crystal. And on the gates I'm talking about, no sir, these gates, no, see in unheard, you can't see these gates unheard, but one gate have the apostle's name on it, and they had a different type of stone, sapphire and onyx. I mean, I run out, I didn't even know these jewels exist, and they're in heaven and some of these doors, but I'm gonna be walking in and out. Yeah, you know what that feels like? I own this place. I'm telling you, I'm not going there to stay 1 year or 10 years or 1,000 years. I'm telling you, I'm going to walk in the city and I'll hone the place. Somebody ask, who owned this place? My brother and my father. I'm joined here with Jesus. Hey, I'm joined here. Whatever he gets, I get too. That's not bragging. That's ownership. That's what God says. Eyes have not seen. No architect can design this. No engineer can come up with this creative thing. No scientist can evolve to this. Eyes have not seen. It robs you of your mental ability to see. And now it has entered into the hearts of men, not your fleshy heart. You can't even conceive it. You can't hold on to it until you experience it. That's what I'm talking about. You see, this love of God, it's so precious and wonderful. Anytime you come and embrace the love of God into your bosom, you're a different person. You can't hit sister so-and-so again. You can't talk like that again. When you embrace love, hallelujah, it runs up your spine. Can I tell you what Job says? The very hair on my head stand attention to the Holy God. Can I tell you what David says? In his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures. He that hideth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress. In him, when you come in experience with God, you get to a place where you talk like Isaiah. His ways are higher than our ways. He's far past finding out. Who can understand God? He sits on the circumference of the earth like nothing, and weigh the mountains in a scale and a balance, and the waters in the palm of his hands. Can I talk to you about God? He pulled back the curtains, the clouds of heaven, and peep out through the patios of his glory and look at you and I and still bless us. What a God. He's marvelous. He looked at us and we are like grasshopper in his sight. But with the blood of Jesus, we are saints. Holy. That's what Peter says. You are royal priesthood. You're peculiar nation. You should show forth the praise of him that have called you out of darkness with his marvelous light.
Yeah, that's how I talk to them Jehovah's Witness and the Seventh-day Adventists. Yeah, me. That's how I talk to those Islam and those Muslim group, because I know what Jesus did for me. That's right. I don't care what is happening in the Pentecostal church, where they're losing their Pentecostalism. I haven't lost mine. I don't want to go into certain people's realm, because the moment you go into certain people's realm, that you they rub off on you and you have nothing to rub off on them. I want to stay under fire. Holy Ghost. God no have no matches. Him a fire by himself. Holy Ghost. All I want is Holy Ghost around me. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost. It's a fire on top, fire bottom, and hallelujah. In the middle, I need Holy Ghost. I want Holy Ghost. I want Holy Ghost. Demon don't listen to tongues. I'm telling you, demons don't listen to tongues. You can have your boot and your boot lose the heel and lose the soul and still have the tongue. Demon don't run from tongues. I tell you what demon run from. Fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost power. Yeah, that's what I need. And because he loved me, I still got it intact. I still got the burning in my soul. That's what Jeremiah said. I feel fire. Shut up. shut up, lock up in my sinews, dribbling through my spine. Holy Ghost, I still need Holy Ghost in my life because he loves me. How about you? How about you? How about you? What's your condition? Where are you in your spiritual walk with Jesus? You see, I got problems with my church. Did I tell you that? Don't tell them I say so. That I got problems with my church. Only certain of them come to Bible study. And only certain of them come out to Sunday school. And only certain of them come on time to service. I got problems with Christian people right in my church. I don't know how you live, sir. Hallelujah. But from I got saved since when I was 15, I know I'm 49. I know you know, calculate my age. Yeah, who cares? I'm telling you. I know Jesus from my age 15. I get saved. I live holy. I live right. I love everybody. Just in case I met a angel, I know, as the Bible says, treat everybody good. For just in case you meet up one angel, you love him same way. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. I got to live right for God because he loves me. I know I'm not the best person. I got emotional problem. Sometimes I believe I need a psychiatrist. I need a psychologist. I'm telling you, sometimes I need somebody lay your hand on me because I need prayer. But let me tell you, I still love Jesus. I still love him. I still love him. I don't have it all together. Trust me. I may look let's see, it's deceiving, not true. But it look like I have it all together. I'm telling you, I'm holding my wife together. I'm holding my family. I'm hooked on to my job so I can keep. I walk down the street sometimes. I think I'm going to lose my mind. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost give me hope. I can walk and look up straight. Hello, somebody. It's the love. I got trouble on the inside. I'm trying my best to make it in. The devil want to mess me up. The devil want to tear me apart, pull out that arm, pop off my neck. But it's the Holy Ghost keeping me together. It's the Holy Ghost. You don't know, sometimes I walk into church, I'm upon my knees coming in. My soul is heavy. My back is full of burden. But it's the Holy Ghost. Help me. I can't make it in. By the end of the day, somebody preached to me and I shake off the load. My God, I'm going back out there this week to face a world that don't like me. I'm going back out there to face a world about to destroy me. I'm going back to, I'm telling you, I sit beside you and get a rub off of help. I sit beside you. I'm in the comfort zone of holy people that help me to straighten up myself and muster courage. But I'm going back out there to face a world that want me down and kill me. It's the grace of God. I'm making back inside here. He loves me. He loves you. Bow your heads with me. Bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your grace and your kindness and your love today. You're all that we need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power. Holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure. You're all I need, God. You're all I need. You are all I need. I need you every hour. Most precious Lord. Hey! Come quickly. Take it in me, my son, to the man. Come quickly and abide. I look like I'm going to break up. I look like I'm going to fall apart, God. I need thee all. I need you every hour. I need you. precious Lord. Hold my hand. Lead me on. Let me. I want to pray for somebody here today. You may be going to some predicaments in your life, some circumstances in your life, and you think you couldn't make it. You think it's not worth it. Probably want to give up. You want to give in. But you're here today. Can I pray for you? If you're here, right where you are, just stand up. I want to pray for you. If you think life has given up on you, if you think you can't make it, if you think you'll reach to a point where your life is going to break to pieces, I got help in here. I got help. I got a carpenter. Oh, he can put things together again. Hey, I'm telling you, you got help inside this place. Help, 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 help. To see you through. Hallelujah. I wish I get some prayer warriors. We got 5 people standing. I want somebody to help me pray. Stand beside somebody. If you're a prayer partner. If you're a prayer warrior. If you're a Lord. Hook up to the Holy Ghost. Stand beside somebody. And pray. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We need help. Hallelujah! Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost in this place. Holy Ghost power. Come on, lay your hands on somebody. Lay your hands. There's another lady right over there. I don't care if she's saved. She need help. She need help. I need a prayer partner. I need somebody full with the Holy Ghost. Where are the praying people in the house of God? Hello, you're connected. The oh, I need it. Every hour, every hour. Oh, bless me. I got one more person over there in the corner. Somebody need to hold hands, put their hand on her. I need a help, I need a help, I need a help, I need a help. Every hour. Come on, pray for that person. Come on. Exercise your faith. Pray, 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 pray. Pray out for that person. There's a deliverer in the house. His name is Jesus. He makes all things possible. He makes all things well. In the name of Jesus, I pray you touch these hearts. Touch these minds. Touch these souls. Touch these lives. Change. Change the circumstances. Hear the cry. Remove the heaviness. Remove the burden. Lift up, lift up. Give deliberation. Liberty, liberty, liberty in the house of freedom. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Breathe again, God. Breathe again, Holy Ghost. Breathe upon the lives of your people. Take care of their struggles. Take care of their struggles. Remove the burdens. Answer the problems and the questions in their lives. Solve the problems and make their life well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for success. 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 Blessings. In the name. Bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. Open the doors. Open the doors. Bring it to pass. Pray, Jesus. Touch the hearts. Touch the minds. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. It's well, it's well, it's well, it's well. 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 In the name of Jesus, it's well. It's well. It's well. Go tell the righteous. Go tell the righteous, it's well. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts, yes. Bring victories in their life. Bring victory, bring victory. Bring victory in their life, God. Bring victories in their life right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.